like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Lula Hake.
And I'm Keith Hake.
And it's movie time. Very close friends of mine. They are serious comic book fans. In fact, when we used to go on vacation, Lula would bring comic books rather than novels. Today we're reviewing Thor: The Dark World. Lula?
I thought it was a wonderful film. I enjoyed the way that the film looked a lot like the comic. It had a lot of beautiful details. It was a gorgeous film. I thought I actually enjoyed it better than the first one.
The funeral sequence was beautiful.
Oh, going over the waterfalls.
Yeah. Keith?
Well, the film was definitely a beautiful film. A lot of people may notice the homages to all the other films precursing this. Star Wars, the opening fight scene was reminiscent of the very first Star Wars, the glowing swords that look like lightsabers.
Oh, yes, they did.
I didn't know if you caught that or not.
But they've got lasers, and then they're fighting with swords.
Well, that's what I thought, what they brought in a lot of the Star Wars into. It really an homage to Disney's Brave with the lights floating
Excellent.
In the air at the funeral scene. Little homages to different films like RoboCop, Loki pulling the grenade pin on the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Lula Hiddleston as Loki is the highlight of the show. How about you?
Loki is fantastic. What's nice about Loki is, unlike other villains that tend to be, let's say, Lex Luthor, who is older, here you have finally a villain that's young and youthful and attractive.
Yeah.
And you could hear several women in the audience were sitting there talking about how hot he was. So I thought that was very fascinating before the film even started.
He's smarmy and witty, constantly has an ironic sense of humor. Keith, anybody of the characters stand out for you?
Renee Russo, very strong queen mother. The fight scenes that she had.
This is Thor's mother, and she can kick it.
Oh, very queenly, yeah.
Now,
when she pulls off Jane Foster in one scene and kind of guides her through a little bit of a fight scene there, was just quite dramatic.
Yeah, it was. And Jane Foster is played by Natalie Portman. Lula, could you comment upon Natalie Portman's performance and her character, Jane Foster, the astrophysicist?
Well, what I think is interesting is in the comic books, actually, Jane Foster was a nurse. Natalie Portman plays it well. She plays it very straight. She's got more of the simple character, more of the home good character.
Yeah.
I think that you might be able, this is her second time, but I think that you could have found maybe a more interesting actress.
She's still swooning over this guy, and she's an astrophysicist, and for an Academy Award winning actress?
I thought that she very downplayed it.
Yeah, so. Oh, for sure. Keith, your comments on another Oscar-winning member of this cast.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, I think it is.
Right.
And, of course, he played it wonderfully, just like he did in the first one.
This is Father Odin.
Father Odin, the All-Father. He had got a new eye patch in this one here.
Oh, he does.
A little bit more of a gold, yes, not the black. Actually,
it
was, because when he was sit, he would actually kind of lean back. You could tell he was really trying to underplay a little bit.
Yes, yeah, I thought so.
But, of course, the relationship between him and Thor, always a little bit of that give and take, that father, father and son, but not only the father and son, but also king and future king.
Right.
Whereas Thor may be a little reluctant in wanting to take
yes.
that mantle from the king, but the king wanting to definitely push his
right.
view and his worldview onto Thor.
Otherwise, we've got a bunch of elves, a bad guy named Malekith.
Well, Malekith is also actually from the comic books. He's a dark elf. He has the ability in the comic books to teleport. They do bring in this ability to teleport into the movie
okay.
as well. But teleportation does become such a part of this film. And I think they took this from his character in the comic books of being able to
okay,
teleport.
Good. But you know, we're at that point, Keith, Lula, where we have to apply a grade. Keith, what grade would you give this?
Well, John, I would give it a lot higher grade than I think you would give it. Because I really enjoyed how they tied in both the movies, in fact, the third movie, and then the comic books. There is a whole lot of humor
yes,
in this
there
film.
Is. Lula?
I would give it a B+. I agree that I enjoy the humor. It still lacks the energy of a great A film.
Another Marvel character that I can compare this to would be Iron Man. Iron Man is so superior as a film to this in depth and characterization. I, not necessarily as nerdy as you two, have to apply a B-. So we are all over the map, delightfully so. I couldn't ask it to be better.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's